Fretting Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale. Today we're with Thomas Vinterberg, director of The Commune, screening here in competition. We've seen all kinds of communities in your films, all kinds of people that have to live together, and that always creates problems. So this time it's like a family, but with people that are not really related to each other. So what did it hit you about this story that made you decide to make a film about it?
Primarily, I was pushed by everybody else's curiosity about communal living. I think, especially outside of Scandinavia, there's an enormous curiosity and even some fantasies about what happened in these houses. Did you really have fuck rooms? And did you really did anyone run around naked and stuff like that? And there's a lot of myth about the communal life. And I thought, well, okay, I lived it. I lived from the age of 7 to the age of 19. Let's make a movie about it. Or to begin with, I tried it as a play. I experimented with it on stage to see if it worked. It was a beautiful opening night. People wept and cried and laughed at the same time. And I thought, well, okay, let's make this a movie. And so we did. I guess I'm trying to talk about all sorts of other issues in the film as well. It's an exploration of communal life, but it's also an exploration of life in itself. What happens when you get divorced? What happens when a child loses its life in the frame of a commune?
What did you change of the original story or the original play, and what did you keep?
To some extent, the characters were the same, but extra characters has been invented, and a lot of new scenes have been invented, so some of it stayed. There's some of the house meetings that are pretty similar to the ones on stage. They're improvised by these actors, and they look pretty improvised still, but they're taken from this play.
There's a particular moment in which I noticed that the audience, and me too obviously, was surprised by the separation of the husband, and he's leaving his wife for the younger woman and going to live in the commune. So how much as a director do you wish the audience to be sympathetic with the decisions of your characters that might seem weird?
Well, obviously, I want them to be empathic, I guess it's called, empathic to every one of the characters. I want them to understand the characters. Obviously, there's a lot of aggression towards Eric because he causes a lot of trouble. But he's trying. He's trying to make things work, and he's trying to get attention, and he's becoming the patriarch that he doesn't want to become, but at least he's trying. And her decision as a woman to embrace the community and the sense of sharing, I think is brave, and I want everybody to understand that, obviously.
There's a lot of myth around the commune and a lot of stereotypes that consider northern people to be more free. So how much of that do you think is true?
Well, I think it was a very Scandinavian phenomenon. We have a very liberal way of living, and I suppose we still do to some extent have a very liberal way of living, whereas you Italians have a very strong sense of family life. We have a very loose sense of family life, and we're open to experiments. And so my impression is that it was primarily a Scandinavian thing. In my street, there was 32 houses, and 6 of them were communes.
You said that you two lived in a commune, so is there a character in particular in the story that you feel closer to?
I'm close to all of them, but I guess my viewpoint is Freya's viewpoint because I was a child back then. But I'm also, you know, part of Eric to some extent. I also tried a divorce and married a younger woman. She's even the woman in the film. And, you know, so and I also feel very closely related to Anna. I guess it's like as a writer and an artist, you invest a lot of yourself in each one of the characters.
Thank you, Thomas Vinterberg, director of The Commune, screening at the 66th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.